with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Democrats are chipping away at the slim Republican majority in the House. Democrat Tom Suozzi has won a special election to fill the seat left vacant by the ouster of New York Republican Congressman George Santos.
Immigration politics have dominated the contest in New York's 3rd District that sits thousands of miles from the U.S. border with Mexico. Supporters of both candidates said a major influx of migrants into New York City is seriously impacting the district, which stretches from parts of working and middle-class neighborhoods in Queens to wealthy suburbs in Nassau County, Long Island. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas has become the first cabinet member to be impeached since 1876. The House voting 214 to 213 to impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the border crisis, accusing him of violating his oath of office and breaching the public trust. Not a single Democrat voted yes. Impeachment trial in the Democrat-controlled Senate expected to begin later this month. Customs and Border Protection reports more than 176,000 illegal immigrant encounters last month. It's a record for the month of January. Also at SRNNews.com, authorities in Texas say they're investigating how the person who opened fire in a Houston megachurch on Sunday purchased a rifle despite having a criminal record and a history of mental illness. Ukraine's military says it deployed drones to sink a Russian landing ship in the Black Sea. There's been no confirmation yet from the Russians. And South Korea says North Korea has done it again, firing multiple cruise missiles into the waters off its northeast coast. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. Dow futures are up 85 points. This is SRN News. California college students are gender confused.
There's been an unprecedented spike in the number of undergraduates who identify as transgender or non-binary in the University of California system. The percentage of students who don't seem to know what sex they are has tripled over the past 4 years across the system. UC Berkeley's percentage has soared 900%. There are 10 major campuses in the University of California community, serving about 300,000 young people each year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations says Ukraine will need nearly $9 billion over the next decade to rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry following Russia's invasion. That will include funds for the restoration of the Transfiguration Cathedral in Odessa. The giant building that was constructed in the late 18th century is the main Orthodox church in the city. The original structure was first destroyed in 1936 during the Soviet era. This is SRN News. A fire-ravaged Paris landmark is well along the road to recovery.
Scaffolding that shrouded the top of Notre Dame Cathedral following a devastating fire in April 2019 is being removed, marking a milestone in its reconstruction. The partial removal of the shell at the edifice's summit this month is revealing the cathedral's new spire for the first time, adorned with a golden rooster and cross, in a glimpse of its expected appearance upon completion. There's been anticipation among Paris residents as Notre Dame is on track to reopen December 8th. Keith Peters reporting.
Sony's fourth quarter was quite profitable. The Japanese tech giant's profits grew 13%, hitting $2.4 billion. Sales of music, image sensors, and video games boosted the company's bottom line, and sales were robust across its diverse business divisions. More details at SRNNews.com.